There's a discussion in the Gemara whether kafsa zakek lak or kafsa ain zakek lak. If the candles go out, do you have to relight them or not? So that's the discussion in the Gemara. We pass in kafsa ain zakek lak, that you don't have to relight. However, the shaila comes up is what about, so that's when you do the mitzvah during, you light at the appropriate time and then they go out. So as long as you had enough oil at the time of the hadalaka, the mice is the mitzvah and that's all you need. However, the shaila comes up, Erev Shabbos, when we light before Shkia. So Pashas were lighting before the Zman HaMitzvah. So therefore, it's Mo'od Yom Yeh and the candles went out. So do I have to relight or not? So again, so the Mechaba writes, Kavsa, even in that case, Ein Zarka God, the Taz, the Bach, the Marasham say, Kavsa, in that case, Kavsa Zarka, you have to relight. So what do you do? How do you relight? You already accepted Shabbos. So if you didn't accept Shabbos, do it. If you accepted Shabbos, find out the Yidin. But the Marasham says, if you don't find out the Yidin, you can get a guy to do it. So the Shaila is like, what do you mean? The Rambam writes that a guy can't light candles for you. So how do we reconcile the Marasham? How could he say a guy could even do the Hadalaka for you? So the Einuko of Rav Svi Pesach Frank, Rav Yosef Cohen, I think he has the notes on the Mikrei Kodesh. So he wants to say the following pshat. We know there's two parts to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's the Maisa Hadlaka, there's the act of kindling, and then there's the Totsah, the result that the candles remain burning. So, in other words, when we say, if you pass in Kafsa Ein Zakek La, if it goes out, because you hold the Ikka Mitzvah Hadlaka, and that's it. You got the Hadlaka, you don't have to worry. As long as it's my Hadlaka, you had the requisite share of oil. The sheets are kavsa zakagla hold, and no, it's not enough. The ikar mitzvah is not only the hadalaka, but it's also the teltzah. So therefore, you have to relight it, so you get the guy to relight it. So Rav Yosef Cohen says, what about the Rambam? A guy's lighting doesn't help. So what does Rav Yosef Cohen say? What's behind the Marasham? That's only the first time to light it. When you're relighting it the second time, then a guy, what's the other words? The first time you light it, that's the Maisa Hadlaka, that you need a yid for. So a guy, that's what the Rambam means. So the Maisa Hadlaka has to be from a Jew. And then it's the second aspect of the Totsah. Like a Dimyon. A Dimyon like we have by Tefillah that we know Chazorah Tashat, you have to be an Eino Bucky. Yet, but if you be, but let's say to be Yotze Yalav Yavo or some other Haskara, Tosus writes, you could rely on the Shliach Sibur. Why? How could you rely on the Shliach Sibur? It's again the same you saw that that's your Yotze the Mitzvah of Tefillah, you just lack in the key of Haskara. So to here, you had the Maisa Hadlaka already, you just lacking the key of the Nair is burning, so that you don't. That's not a dinner shrikas, that's just result oriented, and even a guy could do it. That's the plan of the Marasham. You can even get a guy to everyone agrees to light it the first time. You can do it, but to relight it, that's the chiddush of the Marasham. There is a bigger chiddush from the Chesed of Avram, not the Zaydi of the Chidah. That's his sefer, it's Api Kabbalah. But it's like, I think his name was Rav Avram Tumim. He lived in the 1850s or so. He even says, you can even get a guy, even the original Hadalaka. In other words, I guess Nafkamina is, in a case of a Tzarek, someone who's sick, you're stuck to the bed, you're paralyzed, you can't get up and you can't light it, and you have an aid, could you get a guy light the candle and you make the bracha? So according to the Chesed Avraham, yeah, that even a guy could do the Mais Hadlaka, but that's a much bigger chiddush. That even the Marasham, according to this, would agree. A guy, he doesn't disagree with the Rambam, it says on the Maisa Adraka, but the relighting, so then comes to Zaka, if it goes out Erev Shabbos and Rosh Yom, and then that's the Pshat and the Marsham, you can even get a non-Jew to relight it.